a few New Testament chapters that I must have read once because some paragraphs are underlined. Probably during one of my lost summers when I was forced to attend Bible school with the brother closest to me in age. We were too small to be bitter about it, but we sure weren't pleased. As you can well imagine, after being stuck in a tiny seat at a desk for 9 months or whatever it is, and finally you get some release from the torture they call elementary school education, and to have it snatched away, that little taste of freedom, find myself stuck in another little seat. Oh, my Lord, that was hard to endure. And reading the words today, this morning, because it's been that kind of a week, I was actually trying to pull my thoughts together this very morning, which explains a lot of my fuzziness. I apologize 4 times now. I've had no coffee. Been one of them mornings. Not actually one of them. It's the first time I was pulling my thoughts together this late in the day. When it comes to preparing for a show, I try to get it out pretty early, but didn't happen. So I read that Jesus said, "Suffer not the little children." I wish I had those words. During one of them lost summers, believe me, I wouldn't. I was too little and too shy to be that assertive, but I sure wish I could have said those words when they stuck us in those little seats and made us repeat after me. And there we are back in the torture chamber called school again during our little bit of summer freedom. So I was searching for the Red Sea drowning part and didn't find it. But I did venture into the gospel according to St. Luke and St. Mark and St. Matthew, a few of the chapters of the New Testament. And at the end of chapter 20 of the gospel according to St. Luke, and towards the beginning of chapter 21, are some words I'm going to share. It's a powerful speech. All of the words of Jesus is powerful speech, these New Testament speeches to his disciples. And I can well understand why some would be drawn to the pulpit to speak them. And I don't mean to suggest or diminish the motivation of folks who are drawn to that place. Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers. The same shall receive greater damnation. Take heed that ye not be deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And that is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the words of Jesus of Nazareth. We've often said in this space that we must work backwards from the goal to achieve it. If the goal is freedom, and I'm going to be arguing that that has been the goal since class first came to sit on our souls, and that all the great religions are a massive response to that inhibition called class, that injustice called class, that vile burden we all are forced to bear called class, and that they all the great religions, before they got taken over by power, resonated with us because of that, because they acknowledge that what we are experiencing is wrong. Is wrong. And it is precisely because of their power. The power had to take them over and use them, as Bentham said, to control both the thoughts in our head, how we interpret the thoughts in our head, and how they get expressed in our actions.